This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Minneapolis leaders and members of the American Indian community are working together to close a tent area being occupied by people who are currently homeless. An estimated 100 people or more, mostly Native American, are living in tents in South Minneapolis, the Star Tribune reports. During a press conference last week, officials said they'll work with groups serving the Native community to help people find housing and assist them with other services. Those camped out say they're struggling to find housing and feel safer living in a large group there than on the streets or shelters. Officials are concerned about the health and safety of the encampment and hope to close it by the end of September. Leaders say they'll also seek long-term solutions to address affordable housing. The St. Regis Mohawk Tribe's police department is closer to becoming an accredited law enforcement agency in New York. New York's governor recently signed a bill which paves the way for the St. Regis Mohawk Tribal Police Department to be accredited. The tribe says it would enhance the agency and promote training and public confidence in law enforcement. Under the new law, the tribal police can apply for state accreditation. The Associated Press reports the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe intends to use money donated to the tribe by professional basketball player Kyrie Irving for youth programs and substance abuse prevention. The Celtic star recently traveled to North Dakota, where he was welcomed home and given a Lakota name. His late mother was adopted out of the tribe, and Irving has embraced his native heritage. He reportedly donated more than $100,000 to the tribe to help support youth. An Alaska Native artist who works in multimediums is making a name for himself in the indigenous art world. His work was recently featured in the Southwest. KCAW's Emily Kwong recently visited with the artist at his studio in Sitka and tells us more.
I am working on some silver jewelry right now.
At his workshop in Sitka, all of Nicholas Galanin's attention is on a thin and shining piece of silver. He brings a pneumatic hand engraver to the metal, moving slowly.
Build it as I go.
And pretty soon,
there's an eye.
The newly born eye of a raven looks back at us.
The people don't celebrate the king anymore.
Galanin is a musician too, releasing an album last year with his band, Indian Agent. This is their song, Life Keeps on Spinning. 2018 has been a busy year for Galanin, but a lifetime in the making. In addition to the solo retrospective at the Heard Museum, Galanin released a 140-page monograph and led the carving of a totem pole. Even when working with traditional materials, Galanin has a call and response relationship with history. He tracks on the ways that indigenous people have been and are displaced, or indigenous cultures appropriated and commodified. And his work calls attention to that, boldly challenging the viewer and asking him or her, where do you stand?
They're tools. The work is doing work.
Dear Listener is the name of the exhibit, and Glannon's fully aware some of his most attentive listeners are his three children. They've seen the home studio in Sitka grow over the years.
Forever, like, holding new things and new objects, and every object has a conversation, and these conversations we're having now, I have with them.
And that is the most important part for Galanin. Not the art in the exhibit, but the conversations that come out of those willing to take the time, look, and listen. For National Native News, I'm Emily Kwong.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the American Indian Tourism Conference, providing technical resources and education to advance and develop tourism programs in Indian Country. Registration available at AITC2018.com or at the conference. Support by Freedom Lodge, presenting Body and Earth, the future of Native wellness, an investment to protect our ways of life to benefit seven generations to come, September 12th through the 15th. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.